The Window at the White Cat by Mary Roberts Reinhardt. This book is read by Rebecca Burns. This recording of the full-length reading of The Window at the White Cat was produced in 1998 by Joss Recordings, which holds the copyright thereto. Neither this recording nor any part thereof may be reproduced or used for any purpose without prior written authority from Joss Recordings. Mary Roberts Reinhardt is the author of over 60 ingenious mysteries and was the first American female writer of detective stories to make the annual bestseller list. In fact, in 1910, when only 10 books made the bestsellers list, Mary Roberts Reinhardt enjoyed seeing two of her books on that list. She was born in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania in 1876 and died in 1958. Chapter 1. Sentiment and Clues. In my criminal work, anything that wears skirts is a lady until the law proves her otherwise. From the frayed and slovenly petticoats of the woman who owns a poultry stand in the market and who has grown wealthy by selling chickens at 12 ounces to the pound, or the silk sweep of Mamie Tracy, whose diamonds have been stolen down on the avenue, or the staidly respectable black and middle-aged skirt of the client whose husband has found an affinity partial to laces and fripperies and has run off with her. All the wearers are ladies, and as such announced by Hawes. In fact, he carries it to excess. He speaks of his wash lady with a husband who is an ash merchant, and he announced one day in some excitement that the lady who had just gone out had appropriated all the loose change out of the pocket of his overcoat. So when Hawes announced a lady, I took my feet off my desk, put down the brief I had been reading, and rose perfunctorily.